I try to read the newspaper, and it just doesn't work for me. I'll do it for like 2 weeks. I'll do it really get well, and then it's just like, fuck the newspaper. Welcome back, Dad So Hard Podcast.
Episode
coming in not from the normal day. Episode 7, 8, who the hell knows, 5?
99.
Yeah.
You listen every week, so it doesn't matter because you don't need to go back. Every episode is a new episode.
Exactly.
They're encapsulated by themselves.
True.
My name is Vinny Dunleavy.
Danny McCartney.
And we are two dads who work together.
Barely work together, actually.
We
now.
Don't really work together anymore. We're at the same company.
Yeah, but we just work in the same company.
I was going to say, we work together. We play together.
Nope.
Sounds very...
Don't do that.
We are friends. We are friends, buddies, and now podcasters together.
Yeah. Listen to this. Tell me if you think this is good. So we're two dads bullshitting about our lives as dads, hoping other dads can laugh and learn from our mistakes and experiences. That's a pretty good... line.
I like it.
Okay.
Let's see if our fans like it. If you like that description, please send us an Instagram DM if you want to live in the DMs.
Or you can tweet us. I've been trying to grow Twitter.
So
handles we'll go over quickly. Instagram and Facebook at Dad So Hard Podcast. Twitter is at Dad So Hard Pod. Or email us, dadsohardpodcast@gmail.com.
Search the web, the World Wide Web for Dad.
Yeah, we're going to start selling merch soon.
Dad So Hard, Dad So Hard.
All right, so what are we talking about? Well, it's summer.
It's summer. School's out for summer. And officially, if you're not in New York City, in New York, it is hot.
School's out for summer.
Today, the sky opened up.
The sky opened up. Yeah, it's pouring.
I've been up for 4 hours because at approximately 4 o'clock in the morning, my wife got up to go to the airport.
Oh, really?
And then that was preceded by 5 minutes later, a giant thunder and lightning clap, which then led our son to waking up, which then all hell broke loose because then he realized his mother was going away for a few days.
Yeah, so I was doing a little bit of drinking last night. So I was a little drunk going to sleep. And then when I woke up, I was awoken by that crazy thunderstorm. That's not good for being drunk.
It was an hour and a half. Well, we bought a house a year and a half ago. We moved to the Long Island, and we have a house where the brilliant person who did an extension on the top of it put skylights in the master bedroom. So right above our bed are two.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we have two skylights above our bed.
Can you put blinds on that?
No, because they're like embedded. It's not a vaulted ceiling. So they're like, it's like, you know, 2 feet. Like if you cut your ceiling open, there's like 2 feet and then the skylight. But then they're long and narrow, like rectangular. So in every other room of the house, it's dark. And then when the lightning goes off, not only do you hear the rain on the skylight, and not only do you hear everything else, when the lightning goes off, it's like, and then you hear, it's bright.
It lights up the whole room.
So neither of us need a lot of darkness to sleep, but it's a little,
I would just put like duct tape on that or something.
You can't duct tape a skylight. It's fucking, it's 3 feet in the air.
Ladder.
I want to live in a ghetto. I want my bedroom to be nice.
Make it a blackout
silver
window.
Duct tape. I will come to your house one day and bring you multicolored duct tape and tell MJ, this is how your husband wants to decorate your house. Duct tape it all.
She'd be okay
just duct
with
tape
it,
the
I
entire.
Think.
I highly doubt she would.
Okay. You never
I
know.
I highly doubt. Maybe you I'll duct know. Tape it. There, you know, duct tape, there are a lot of derivative products of duct tape because they make all these colors now. So you can make like duct tape wallets.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't do it, but people do it.
Mary Jane used to make these like roses.
For
your
house?
Out of duct tape. No, like for like pens, like make a pen into a rose.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe she is into duct tape.
She should sell them.
If she wants to make money.
We got to bring in some extra revenue.
Yeah, she needs an Etsy page. So what are you? So now that my kids are in camp, what are your kids doing for the summer?
I mean, nothing. Being babies, I guess. I don't know. Well,
they're younger.
They're 3 and 1, yeah. So we're just going to be getting down to the beach a lot, hitting the shore as often as we can.
Any summer travel plans?
We're going to do Disney for a week. We're a big Disney family. I think I've said that before.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. He said the D word.
Yeah. So in July, we're going to be going to Disney.
We both share a fetish for Disney. We have become a Disney family. I have become a Disney fan because of my kids. So vicariously through my kids, we are a Disney family. Unlike Mr. Danny McCartney.
Absolutely, yeah.
You actually are probably the biggest fan in your house.
I would say my wife is.
Oh, you guys are adult Disney fans.
Yeah, so Mary Jane, huge Disney fan. I never really got the appeal of it, and then she took me to Disney, and I loved it, fell in love. And then from us going, then obviously we had kids, and we kind of gave them no choice, right? We took them to Disney. We always would put on the Disney Channel, and it was like, these are things you're going to like.
Before you had kids, so how, there's so much to unpack here. How has your Disney experience changed before kids?
So to get a little corny, well, first, so before kids, I mean, I love a good trip. I love a good trip where I don't have to think. And that's kind of Disney, right? You do all that planning leading up to it. You plan your restaurants, your rides, all that stuff.
So when you do Disney, because I have found in our experience, there's two ways to do Disney. Yeah. There is the full service Disney vacation club type of, like, you're staying on resort.
Yep.
Or you do what I like to call the Marie and John Dunleavy Disney, which is you buy a lot of timeshares in the city of Orlando, and then you timeshare it,
and then
you go to the parking lot, take an hour and a half to get into the park, and then you go back to your timeshare and take a day off.
I would say that's not the best experience.
That was historically my Disney experience was a timeshare Disney experience, although recently
for example, for this trip, I already know all the rides that we're taking every day. All the restaurants we're going to. Kids aren't gonna go on rides. Oh, they're going to go on rides. Our kids are going to go on rides. Absolutely. We're going to put lifts in Brady's shoes to make sure he's of height. Oh,
you
do
have to. Yeah, you have to. You want to
be
heels,
like 42 inches. Yeah.
But wait, now, are you doing the Disney? There's a guy like. I've heard of these people that are like not the handicap people, but they're the VIP people. You pay like $500 and they whip you through a park for the day.
No, we don't do that. Mary Jane could be one of those people, probably. People could pay her to
get a tour of the park. But they allow you to, like, cut the line. It's like they Disney. And then
we do fast passes, and we follow the app, so we know where all, like, the short lines are. But, like, when we went just us, it was a totally different time because I just focused on, like, I love the rides and I'm a big kid, but I would focus on eating and drinking, right? So when we went to Epcot, we were drinking around the world. You're legless in an hour and a half.
That is the only thing to do in Epcot. The Epcot is a disaster zone.
You
for
start
children.
At Mexico. By the time you hit Japan, you actually think you're in Japan.
It's like New York City.
I bought a kimono.
Epcot is.
I swear to God.
I like to call Epcot New York City
didn't
South.
Didn't remember I bought a kimono until the next time we went to Disney, and I had like PTSD when we're in Japan. I was like, I think.
Did you wear?
I might have bought a kimono here.
Have you ever worn your kimono?
Yeah, around the house, absolutely.
Are kimonos just for women?
No.
Are kimonos for men?
Cultured, Vinny.
I'm not.
Of course.
Wait, kimonos are for...
Watch a samurai
both.
Movie one time for me.
I'll be Googling that after. Yeah. But I in my brain, I thought kimonos
were
just
I'll wear it next
female.
Time we record,
next,
maybe.
Next recording session.
Yeah, we'll take some pictures.
I can't. Epcot, though, so they are, for anybody who's planning on going to Disney, Epcot is, I believe, at the last DCS conference, they announced that they're going to be doing like a $50 million renovation, so they're putting a lot of money into it. I randomly started listening to another podcast. Not that I want. It was called From the Attractions Magazine.
Was it a Disney podcast?
It's from the Attractions Magazine, and it's called Attractions Magazine Podcast. I think I'm not even sure the name of it, but what it is like five people. They're obsessed. They all live in Orlando, and they go to all the parks.
Yeah,
and you get like this behind the scenes. They go to all the conferences and they read about it. So because we went to Disney in this past February,
yeah.
So in preparation, I started watching all the YouTube videos. There is a lot of resources out there to do a Disney trip.
Yeah.
A ton.
Oh,
the videos, like the top 10. I've become obsessed with watching YouTube videos that are like the hidden secrets of MGM.
Oh, I love all that type of stuff like that.
There's a lot of top 10 YouTube videos out there, like the top 10 things you need to know about Epcot or
I'll tell you what too,
Magic Kingdom. They're amazing.
Disney knows. I mean, I don't know that they planned this. It's just, I mean, they found a product that is incredible. But all those things that you mentioned... They don't even have affiliation with Disney.
No, they're fans. Like, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Like, there's all this promotion that Disney's not even paying for.
Correct, but a lot of it I would rather them be affiliated to get me more inside dirt. Because when you watch them, they're like, oh, I couldn't get this piece of info. And I'm watching because I want the real info.
Yeah, but you, like, to me, like, going and... I see what you're saying. But as if you're talking about, like, planning, I want to hear from...
Well, there was
average
one,
Joe. What'd you do?
I watched one after, which I probably should have watched before. Although it didn't affect our decision, but it was the 10 worst Disney resorts on site. And they did like real good pros and cons about why you wouldn't want to stay in this resort. And like one of them was like, I think Coronado Springs, they're doing a shit ton of construction. So, and then when we got there, well, then I remember the construction I was there, but watching the video, they tell you like the food hall sucks, why you don't want to pay this price here. Yeah. A lot of.
See, that's the best part for me. I don't have to watch any of that stuff. I don't have to listen to any of it. I got Mary Jane. Mary Jane does all the planning. And that's kind of like most of our trips, all of our trips. I'm a type of guy.
I thought you were about to say, it's because I know it all.
No.
I can do those videos. I'm Danny McCartney.
I like to just, and this is with vacations, this is with restaurants. I like to show up. Tell me where I'm going. I'll show up. I'll enjoy myself. I'll even go so far as to say I'll be the life of the party.
I believe you are so focused on your, this is just speaks to what
so
a great dad you
on
are.
Having a good time.
You're so focused on making sure your children and wife are happy that you let your wife plan everything. It is like, honey, you plan the trip.
Well,
you use my credit card, you plan it, get it all organized. I'm just going to make sure we're having a great time, and I'll worry about the kids while you're planning.
Sure, we can say
just
that.
Just say that. Just go with it. Go with it. Just if we put it out in the universe,
it'll happen.
It is true.
Yeah, it is true.
It is true. Nobody can. This is a one way podcast. Nobody can pick up the phone right now and call
and disagree with
phone,
us. Yeah.
The phone lines are closed.
That's a good point.
Phone lines are not alive. Mary MJ, you could write us on dadshardpodcast@gmail.com if you disagree with your husband,
or I'll hear it later,
or not, or tweet us.
Yeah.
But no. So did you get? So when you do it though, do you? So the Disney debate is hardcore with people who like to do one park one day, and then it's all about going for the rides. I am not. I like to go and enjoy myself, so I'm not trying to power through every friggin' ride that's there.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people do. So what is your magic? Like, when you go to Magic Kingdom, are you there?
What's my magical experience?
Well, because are you there for your kid? Like this trip, because your kid's one. You're there to have him.
So I'll tell you. This is actually what I started to say earlier and then forgot. So thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
Like to get corny. Like going with the kids, like now, so Cody's a little over one and Brady's like a little over three. Brady experience, like
by
Brady,
a little
Brady
over,
gets
you mean
it.
He's seven?
Brady,
he's a little over three. He's 17 years
Brady,
old.
Brady gets it. So like you can see it in his face. Like he knows what's going on. He appreciates it. Cody a little bit. But so like going with them, I enjoy it even more because you're like, you're experiencing it through them. You know what I mean? Yeah, a dad and like a kid, like you see how much they love it, like and how they think like Mickey Mouse is real and all that stuff. And
my favorite is when they're hungry and tired and on that line, you see it through their eyes and they're cursing you out. Why are we on this line?
Yeah, yeah.
Where is Dumbo?
Yeah,
that Dumbo fucking line is the worst.
The ride, Dumbo
the
ride.
Line. First of all, it is the Dumbo ride is a carnival ride at every carnival on Long Island, every fireman's carnival
so
you go to.
So that's the thing. I will say that's the thing. That's the thing that annoys me about Disney. All the little kid rides are exactly the same. There's Dumbo. There's a Triceratops one. There's an Aladdin one.
And there's
maybe like two or three others where it's just you sit in the thing and it goes around and it goes up and then that's it.
No, every fireman's
all
carnival.
Exactly like that.
And all of them can be found at your local 4th of July fireman's carnival. Yeah, anybody in the tri-state 100%. Area? Please go and support your local fireman.
Are you able to do like adult rides?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's, we'll do like, you want to go on that ride, you stay with the kids. I want to go on this ride, now you stay with the kids.
But then you have to do the ride by yourself, unless you bring somebody.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. So it's actually pretty funny.
You don't drop your kid off with a babysitter. Find a random on the street.
No,
hey,
so
watch my kid.
It's pretty funny because like we'll get like then they'll take the picture of you on the ride, right? So like I was going on one ride and yeah. And it was like, how many are you? And I was like one. So like, all right, come. You're going to go sit here. And then it was a mom, her two kids, and me.
Your other
and it
family.
Was, two seaters, right? So the mom and the one kid are in the front row. And then the daughter is with me and she's like 6 years old. And
like,
girl,
hi, honey.
And the girl goes, I just overhear her talking to her mom. And she's like, mommy, I don't want to sit by myself. And the mom goes, you're not, you're with this man. And then we get the pictures back. And like my hands are in the air and the little girl's hands are in the air. I'm like, Marian, look, it's like my adopted family.
It was a Disney mom.
I'm
going to
get this picture. I'm going to post this picture. It's a very funny picture.
It's a Disney mom found a Disney dad. That is
it's
the
adult.
It's a
very funny picture.
Because if you were on a line by yourself at Disney, you really want to be there. There are these teenagers. Yeah. Oh, I'm fascinated by the adults.
But the rides are awesome, man. I love the rides. There's another spaceship ride I did, and I went by myself, and the woman was like, how many people? Two, one. I was like, one. And they go, you're by yourself? And I said, yeah, I'm with my wife. And they go, well, where is she? And I was like, well, she's pregnant. She can't go on this ride. She's like, so you left her? I was like, this is a great ride. I want to try it out.
My pregnant wife loves Disney so much, she actually wanted to spend a day in a theme park going on no rides.
She couldn't go on any of the rides. Crap. But that's what I'm saying. That's how much she loves it.
That's how much she loves it. She's either a lunatic or a saint.
Probably a little bit of both.
Like that is insane. That is insane.
Yeah.
But how long do you wait? So the issue with the lines, my thing at Disney is the rides themselves take approximately 45 seconds. Like, so this recent one, and my wife and we brought our au pair with us. And they were both disappointed. At the end of the day, our kids were wiped, so I was holding them, and they went on the Snow White one.
Oh yeah, the Seven Dwarfs Mine.
They did a fast pass.
Mm-hmm. Have to.
So they only had 15 minutes.
Otherwise,
on the line.
It's an hour and a half wait.
Oh, correct. The ride was approximately in their world 45 seconds long, and they both were like, as soon as it got going, it was over.
But like, kids too felt that way.
My kids didn't want to go. They don't like roller coasters.
Oh, okay. But you're saying
the Snow White ride is designed for older people. It's a rough ride. Yeah. But they were like, both of them were like, it got not good, and then it ended.
Really?
It's so short, and it's a huge thing. But it's like you will be. I think you should waste your time and go on it. Did you like it?
Yeah, I loved it.
But it's so short. How do you sit there for an hour and a half?
You're not gonna find something where I'm like, yeah, that stinks.
Has to be something you're not a fan of.
I'm
going
to defend it. I'll tell you what I'm not a fan of. They got rid of the pork shank. It was a big old pork on a bone.
A turkey leg.
No, they have the turkey leg still, but they also had a pork shank. It was only at a few different restaurants.
I don't know the pork shank.
Oh, my God. It was incredible. Leg. They got rid of it.
That's the only thing you don't like. Okay.
4 or 5 years ago.
Every now and then
I send them a tweet or an email and like, bring back the pork shank. There's all these like blogs and Reddit. Like you got to, check it out. Bring back the pork shank.
What do you do when you walk up and the ride is temporarily under construction or closed?
Nothing's worse than
Pirates of the Caribbean right now.
That happens
like,
a lot. Oh. Well, that's because they're totally revamping that ride.
I didn't know that when we got there, but yeah.
Yeah, there's a part where the pirates are auctioning off women and they're changing that.
Hashtag me too.
To the woman, I believe, selling like carpets. Something like that. So it like has nothing to do with Pirates of the Caribbean. And it's like, guys, can't we just for a second acknowledge, like, yeah, this is like what pirates did. Like,
there was a time.
It's a fake pirate ride. Like, I don't think anyone's coming out of that ride being like, you know what? I'm going to go prostitute some women.
I also don't think back when there actually were pirates dressed in hats and stuff, they weren't worrying about women's rights.
Yeah.
I mean, like, sadly.
It's just a pirate ride.
That is, the one thing about the pirate ride area, which I was impressed by, if you have a son, they do the... For the girls at the Bippity Bop Cafe.
Oh,
for the boys
I told
at the
you
Pirate
about
Cafe.
That. Yeah, they make them a pirate.
But
they
what's interesting is if you want to be on a budget, you bring your daughter to the Pirate Cafe because it's cheaper than the Bippity Bop, and you bring your son to the Bippity Bop to become a prince. So what they do is they have different rates if it's a boy or a girl. So at the Pirates one, because the Pirates are designed more for boys, they charge a higher rate. And at the Bippity Bop, since it's for girls, they charge a higher rate for girls.
So they make them into a girl pirate?
Yeah,
a
girl pirate, and they make the boy into a prince.
All right.
And it's like, but so if they are into dress up,
either way,
it's a
right.
Cheaper...
But if they want to be a princess, you're making them a princess.
Correct. But I think actually girls, when we walked by the pirate booth and they saw other people coming out, mm-hmm. as she actually thought it was cooler.
Oh.
Because the princess is like, some of these girls are actually the 2017 7-year-olds. Some of them are in, I think if you're a 4 and 5-year-old, you're more princessy. I think when you get that 7 to 10, when they realize they can be a kick-ass like pirate woman, they're like, oh shit, I should have done that.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting.
You know what the other funny thing is? Like talking about like the costumes and Disney, because a lot of people dress up, even the adults,
mm-hmm.
but adults, if you're wearing like park quality costume, they won't let you in the park.
If you're overly dressed up.
If you're dressed like to the T, to the nines, as Snow White, where a kid can mistake you for Snow White, they won't let you in the park. Isn't that wild?
Well, because they don't.
It totally makes sense. But that's funny, right?
What you should do is stay in the park. I would stay in the parking lot before the gates and just
and
make
charge.
Money. Charge and sign autographs.
Yeah.
Because they can't stop you if you haven't been in the park yet.
I think they can. It's still their property.
Then stay by your car.
Or
You can stay in the parking lot.
I mean, they'll find you, though.
Bring the costume with you and change what you get.
Well, no, but this high quality.
They'll kick you right out. Oh, yeah.
They know if you're not a...
They know, because it... Because they have their secret passageways.
Yeah, you can
the characters
only have
don't
character
just walk around the park anymore.
Handlers.
And they so can if you're walking around the park, they're going to be like, "She don't work here."
No. So I can tell you one character that got the shaft at the Magical Kingdom. We were there, and because we like happened upon her, was Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins is a movie coming out this December.
I'm not a big Mary Poppins guy.
I'm not either. But they buried her in a corner, and I was like, "Mary,
oh, yeah, in Epcot."
No, no, it's in Magic Kingdom, right by American Land, Kingdom? Where they have like the Liberty Square.
Oh, yes.
She walked out. Yeah. They stood her behind a building, and I legit was like, you
"Yeah,
have
but she's she still has a line, man."
No, there was no line.
Come on, oh,
was,
I
like,
feel bad.
No, there was no line. But she has a movie coming out, so I was like, promote this woman.
Yeah,
she's the new Mary Poppins. This guy, and she was very sweet and lovely. but the kids were like, "Who's this woman in the white dress?"
See, well, the real characters. So like the people characters, where they're not wearing a mask and everything, freak me out.
Well, they
because
speak.
They get so in character. The two ones that are coming to mind: Snow White cannot stand.
Yep.
Cannot stand her more than anything.
She's people like that.
And Alice in Wonderland. Because
Alice is the worst.
Alice,
I don't even think it's
because
Disney.
That's a 20-year-old acting like a 7-year-old, right. And she'll come up to you as an adult and be like, "Hi, little boy, how are you doing?" And it's like, get the fuck out
so
of my
I,
face.
I have trivia. Let's
it's like, Alice, my wife's not here. I'm waiting for her to come back. I'm trying not to be bothered.
I want
the 2 seconds I have to myself. Let me just check Instagram.
Okay, so we have a self-proclaimed Disney fanatic here.
Okay,
I have some big trivia.
We're peeling it back.
I got a big trivia question for Danny. Danny, what actual non-human character?
Non-human
costume.
Character.
What full costume? There's a human in it, but like does not appear.
Okay,
as human,
yeah, we got it.
Is one of the only ones to have spoken at Disney to actually have a voice. Most of the characters, the stuffed animals, do not talk.
Yeah,
there is.
So
there
you're saying it's a costumed character
that currently
speaks through their costume.
Currently, or within the last year, no longer speaks, but historically has always spoken. And recently, if you go on the Disney blogs. They stopped having this character speak, and it was a big controversial.
Oh,
I never knew this.
Mickey Mouse?
Oh, I shouldn't have said him. Yes, Mickey Mouse. Yeah. If you would go to the when you walk into Magic Kingdom on the right, his visiting center there,
he talks.
A kid walked into
he would
there,
talk to you.
He would talk to you. And as
now
of like 2018, whatever the last couple months, they stopped having him.
So we never do. That was a complete guess for me because we never do like the character lines. It drives me crazy. Like it's just
that's all
waiting,
we do. We do.
You're waiting
more
for
character
a picture.
Photos.
I know we're going to when my kids get older. We did it once. So I'm lying. We did it once. Because so my son, he had a as a 2-year-old, he had a crush on Elena of Avalor.
Like, oh yeah, she's a TV
he
Disney character.
Loved her. Had a big crush on her. So we waited on that line for him to see her. Like you had to see. He was like 2-year-old. He's like blushing. And we're like, he loves you. He like,
she's
I
like
think
a,
he thinks you're his boyfriend.
Yeah, Elena is.
Or
so
he's
all the,
your boyfriend.
The more recent Disney characters are, they're pushing more diversity. So Elena is, I think, like she's
Hispanic.
Is she Hispanic or Middle Eastern? No,
she's
Sophia
Hispanic.
Sophia's Hispanic. Elena, I don't think Hispanic.
Elena's Hispanic, 1,000%. She talks about her abuela. Yeah.
Oh, she's like, oh, yeah, I guess that's Hispanic.
But like, it's from.
I don't really. I just see her in the red dress.
It's from a fictional Hispanic country, Avalor. Or Avalon. Something like Avalon.
No, Avalor.
Elena of Avalor. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But there
she's like
there
a princess. She has a staff. It's actually not a bad show. now that we're getting into it.
That's one that we have not gotten
it's
to
actually
Elena.
Not bad.
We have not gotten to Elena. Yeah. I'm trying to think of the big, so the Disney, so are you doing, so the big thing for anybody going to Disney this summer is the opening of Toy Story Land.
Yeah,
I've done a lot of Googling.
We strategically planned our vacation around that. So we're going end of July.
What part of it just opened in June.
It's opening June. All the movies. We own all the movies. Yeah, absolutely. There's a fourth movie coming out. Crazy. Yeah, 2019, I think. Yeah.
Because there's a lot going on in Toy Story Land. What is the one thing that you think you're most excited about in doing the pre-research?
There's the Slinky ride, which is like a Slinky roller coaster. I'm pretty pumped for that. The Slinky dog.
What, does it go back and forth?
I don't know. We'll find out. They already had Toy Story rides that I'm pumped to go back on, but just now the lines are going to be out of control. I think there's like another.
So clearly, you really researched.
I didn't. Like I said, I don't do the research. My wife does.
I can.
Yeah. I also like to be surprised. So I want to show up and be like, oh my, like a kid. Like,
do you know anything about
it?
So you know, do you have any idea of what Toy Story Land is going to be like?
No.
I can't.
Yeah.
I'm not even going and I know.
But that's what I'm excited for.
So you realize everything there is going to make you feel tiny. So the idea of Toy Story Land.
Oh, I did know that. I did know that. You're going to feel like a toy.
And all the food, I think, is designed like in the same way.
To make you get, it's going to be bigger and like.
Like if you get a pizza, instead of getting like, it's going to look like you're getting like a little corner of a piece of pizza.
So a slice is going to be the size of a whole pie.
No, to make you feel tiny, it's going to be like a corner. It's going to look like just a little piece of pizza. I think.
No, if it's making you feel tiny, now we're getting into a little
physics.
There
was a giant pizza out there. If there was a giant.
You'd feel tiny.
Yeah, so in order to make you feel tiny, you get like a corner of a piece of pizza.
No, but what I'm saying is if one slice of pizza was the size of what normally is an entire pizza, you would feel tiny.
No.
Yes.
I'm saying in Toy Story Land, the pizza would actually be like 30 feet big in real life.
A slice.
A slice would be 30 feet big.
A slice would be the size of what normally to you and me as regular people is a pie.
Correct. But you're not, or they're not giving, they're not giving people 18 inch slices.
But they should.
Well, they should. Yes.
That would do it.
But
give a family a slice, a whole pie that's in the shape of a slice.
Yeah, that would be the way to do it. Yes, sorry. Right. You can do that. Or you can do it that way.
Took us five minutes to get there.
They have the soldiers. They have the green soldiers, which I
Well, they've always had those guys.
Oh, I haven't seen them before. Oh.
They always have those guys.
And then,
and they come up to you, and they're like the enforcers of Toy Story
so are
Land.
You go to,
like you get out of line, you're in a line you're not supposed to, they get up to you, and you're, oh, shit.
So now, will you follow the rules in Disney, or will you
always
secretly
do.
Try to
nope,
break into
rules.
Star Wars Land? Because Toy Story Land is right next to... And a
Star
lot of the,
Wars is...
Based on the blogs I've read,
jam.
People are complaining that you can see it. That's one of the issues
they don't want to see it until it's revealed.
In Orlando, because the way they're building it, you can see it in other areas.
Okay.
So, like, that's one of the complaints. But supposedly when you walk into it, you'll still feel like you're in Star Wars Land.
Yeah.
But that's 2019.
I can't wait for that. I love Star Wars. Big Star Wars guy. We'll have another episode dedicated fully to Star Wars.
That Han Solo movie, I have not seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet. Don't ruin it.
It's actually pretty good.
I heard mixed reviews, but from like Star Wars fans, I heard it was good.
Well, they're doing a Boba Fett one. I think they're just coming at me too fast.
Yeah. Well,
Disney
they're capitalizing,
to slow.
Man. They know what they're doing.
They could come out every 18 months. I don't need
there was a story that they were putting those on hold, but then like a day later it was like, yeah, we're not putting them on hold.
No, Boba Fett's having a movie. Every side character
Boba
is having
a movie. Obi-Wan needs a movie.
Jabba the Hutt's going to have a movie next.
No.
I don't want to see
Yoda's going to have a movie though.
Did you know that so this is a little scandalous on these
Jabba
on these
that
Star
fat
Wars
piece
movies.
Of garbage.
Well, have you gone back and watched the original Star Wars? In the like what
do you know
they'll
how
now
many times?
Call
I so, watch them all the time. My son loves them. Brady
you know
loves
you
them.
Know that the every copy that is streaming now is a completely different movie than what you saw in the movie theater because they did
all
the CGI.
Well, I didn't see it in the movie theater because I wasn't born yet.
Oh, why? So sorry for that.
But yes, no, when they re-released them and when Disney bought the rights, they did all these new.
It's terrible.
I'm sorry, they did it before Disney bought the rights, but they added all this CGI stuff. This is when George Lucas was like,
yes.
"Oh, CGI."
No, they
jammed
added
it down everyone's
Jabba
faces.
The Hutt is in Star Wars, the A New Hope.
Well, there's like it's like
clue.
The hashtag. Han shoots first.
Yes,
like when they're in the bar.
Yeah, they changed the movie.
Han is supposed to
shoot
the
first,
guy before.
They changed it,
Now they change it that he gets shot at, and that's why he shoots him. But
it's terrible.
Takes away from him being a badass.
Correct.
Changed a lot of stuff. Yeah, they added that big brontosaurus looking guy in the town in the first one. They added the conversation with him and Jabba the Hutt. They added all this extra stuff.
I didn't realize it until
I'm pissed because I used to have the original version that didn't have all that stuff. Lent it to my brother. I hope he's listening to this podcast. Well, he lost it. He lost it.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But that is so the issue is everybody in this world always thinks, oh, put it on video. You're going to have it forever. No, because people like fucking change it.
Yep.
How do you change? But a movie like that, it would be like going back.
It's blasphemous.
It's terrible.
So, but fans
I was
thought
shocked
when Disney,
I saw Jabba the Hutt. When I saw Jabba the Hutt, I was like, what?
Yeah, fans thought
what?
When Disney bought it, they would kind of change it back. But I love, you know what I love? I love that this
me?
Turned into a
you
whole episode. Of me getting to talk about how much I love Disney. That was really fun.
Well, I thought it was going to be about you loving me. That's the way you're ending
this? Actually hate
you. Danny, I thought you were just about to profess.
That was, so, but here's what I really want to say. Disney, if you're listening, send me some free stuff. I mean, come on.
If you are one of our 527
because I think we're changing this into a Disney podcast.
You are one of our 800 listeners, please. Listen, there was one thing I forgot to tell you about our listeners because we
Let's
love you
it.
All. Thank you for listening and downloading. We are at, we expanded internationally. The episode 3, we brought into some Canadians.
Yeah.
We have loved our Canadian following. Last week, what we've actually now crossed both the north of America and south.
Come on.
Correct.
We got both Americas.
No, we didn't get Mexico. They were too busy trying to get through the border.
It doesn't matter. We got North America, and we got two-thirds of North America.
We got two-thirds of North America, and now we're in Latin America
because
we got
it.
Brazilian fans.
Love it. So now we're in South America.
If I gracias. Remember, I should notice that's a Spanish. They speak Portuguese in Brazil.
Oh, they don't say gracias?
No.
So what do they say?
Hola. They don't say hola either. Yes, it's true.
So how do they say thank you?
In Brazil, they speak Portuguese.
Okay.
My au pair is Brazilian.
All right,
Brazilian.
So we'll find out how to say a few words, and I'll say them next episode.
I think I actually know. I just forgot.
My pronunciation's not bad.
Mine's terrible. But it is fantastic, and we love our Brazilians, and congratulations to Brazil in the World Cup. I actually have been watching the World Cup. I'm very excited about it.
I've been loosely watching.
The Germans
I'm
have
not
lost.
A huge soccer fan.
The Germans are out. Thank you. Get out of there. Go back.
Fuck the Nazis.
Screw the Germans.
Screw those Nazis.
And we're hoping if the Mexican border crisis ends, maybe some Mexicans start listening to this podcast. We need to be all North and South America.
We need to be the world, baby. We're taking over the world.
There's some Belizeans out there, I think. I think I'm friends with somebody from Belize.
Let's get
listening
Mars
to this,
listening.
Please get your family and
Jupiter.
Friends. I think I know
Pluto,
one.
All
I, have
the
a, I have a Guatemalan friend. If you're listening, please reach out to your friends in Guatemala.
Yeah, I think I have a friend in like Massachusetts, maybe, so...
I think somebody.
I stay within the states.
Somebody,
the northeast area.
Somebody we know has a girlfriend going to
my
Japan.
My friend stretches far as Indiana.
Did your girlfriend bring postcards to Japan? We should have told her on the plane. Let's drop them off all,
love
of,
that,
all
love
over
that.
Japan.
Love that. We're gonna be in Japan soon.
We're gonna be dadding hard internationally.
Konnichiwa.
But listen, send us an email. This we had our last email was from my mother yelling at me. Which I love very much.
That was pretty funny.
She wanted to clarify that my grandmother claimed to be of Scottish and French descent.
Yeah.
It technically was not her mother she was talking about. It was my dad's mother. So
you know
she was
I
writing
like,
in about not even her own parent.
I like when, because we both obviously have access to everything. Yeah. So like I'll check the emails and it'll be like an angry email from Vinny's mom to him. And it's like, Vin, your dad and I were listening. and I'm like, Vinny, you got to check the email.
We did a post Father's Day celebration on Sunday and she tried to like paraphrase what my podcast was about. I was like, I don't really think you're listening because that's not what I said.
Wait, you know what we should do? We should have like we should have her record something and that be our intro.
Oh,
that
good. Yeah, that would be funny.
Good.
Maybe what we'll do is
that's not a bad idea.
We should have our parents on and be like, tell me what you think this podcast is about. An interview.
Well,
the best
is I asked my mom over the weekend. I was like, so you're like, are you following the podcast? Are you subscribed? And she goes, yeah, I am. I like all the pictures. I'm like, no, that's Instagram. But the podcast, like, are you listening? And she goes, yeah. She goes, what do you mean? I said, like, it's a podcast. Are you listening to it? Are you subscribed? She goes, yeah, I follow you. And I said, are you subscribed to the podcast?
Did you click
on
the link in bio?
So she goes, I think so. I don't know. You got to tell me. So I open up her podcast app. She's never used it before. It was like, welcome to iTunes.
Yeah. I think
like,
we probably have more Instagrammers than we do podcasts. So that means you need to be telling people on Instagram.
I know. I need to be better about that.
That's a tip. Your mother just helped you learn how to do your job. Better,
ABP. Danny. Always be promoting.
More clearly. So thank you guys for listening.
Yes,
you guys. This episode came out later in the week. We're going to be back.
So sorry about that.
We're going to we'll be back next week right before 4th of July. Yeah. Hopefully everybody has
I think this was a good one though. So now we'll do another one on Monday.
I'm rating this an 8 out of 10. If I'm going to rate myself, I definitely showed up and
but
did
you know
a good
what?
Job.
But now we got a one late in the week. We're going to have a Monday one. So if you don't listen to this one and you want to come like you want to save them, you want to have some good stuff to listen to while you're driving somewhere for 4th of July. Right.
Correct, yeah. Say this.
Not
no,
bad.
This is the very end.
If you binge listen.
Correct. But they're not going to save it. If they're listening to us speak right now, they have not saved this episode. They've actually listened to the entire episode.
Unless
okay?
we clip this out as promotion. You know, I got some.
Oh, clip this out. Clip it out.
Or we'll edit it. We'll put this at the start.
Clip.
So this will be edited. This is going to be at the start. So welcome to Dad So Hard Podcast.
Stop. I can't. This is a good one. Danny rated this a 9. Danny
up.
Gave himself a 9 on this one. I'm
right.
giving myself like a 5.
I'm going off the
maybe
rails.
A 7
so
and
we're
a
gonna
half.
We're gonna wrap it up. Thank you to all our fans out there. We
praise,
love you guys.
Praise be America.
Continue listening, subscribe, rate, review, follow.
If you're out there, Dad, stay hard. To our number one dad fan, Bobby Robert from outside of Philadelphia, congratulations on your weight loss challenge.
I don't even want to talk about it.
His dad bod, he no longer has a dad bod.
Right.
He's chiseled. But for all the dads out
there,
let's
wrap it up.
Stay hard.
Yeah. Peace.